They're trying to tell us something. They have figured out the formula for chaos.
When the clock strikes 8:30, babe, time to head for Chris's house. Will the sun make it to the next round?
Bono.
Pot of thunder. Let's pot tonight. Come on, baby, let's pot tonight.
Woo!
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Pot of Thunder, the recognized symbol of excellence in rock and roll podcasting, brought to you by Blue Microphones. They look great. They sound even better. And you know me.
Pulled up to your home. We can't podcast without you. We don't understand technology. We need Andy on a Thursday night.
Wow.
We are so helpless without you. Songs. Andy on a Thursday night.
Wow. My goodness, another round of applause for that one. That was a big one.
What's the source material on that? I can't.
That's Misfits Saturday Night.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. That's a good one, Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you for gracing me
the
with that one.
The best era of the Misfits.
Getting everyone mad at you. 1997, Nick's favorite era of the Misfits. You know, it might be true.
I'm not alone.
You're not alone. People hate Michael Graves because he's, you know, for reasons outside of his music, you know, offstage reasons, but...
And people love Danzig for stuff having nothing to do with music.
Yeah.
The fact that you can make fun of him in memes.
But he's allegedly the worst person on the planet at every moment of the day. He's okay. He's a legend. Michael Graves, also the worst person. He's the worst. I don't get it.
It's the best incarnation of the Misfits.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, he's a turd. They're all turds. But hey, we have the music. And speaking of music and dance... celebrating music through the art of dance. Here he comes. Look at this guy. Come on now, here he is. Oh yeah.
All the dancing his way across the podcast studio.
Yes. Nick Pollock has entered the program. And he is going to greet everyone out there at home.
Good evening, everyone.
Look at that. He's dancing still. Look at the way he's dancing.
Look at that.
Look at that. What do you guys think of that new Little Caesars commercial with the dancing hamster?
Haven't seen it.
For pretzel crust? Oh, my God.
Watch it. It's that good.
Rewind it. That's the only commercial I rewind and watch again every time it comes on. He's dancing. That's what they say. We're going to need that clip for Nick.
Okay. Yeah.
Throw it in.
It's got to be on YouTube. That's where we plucked the Reggie Miller soundbite from the Wendy's commercials, which I'm a fan of those.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Yeah, no problem with those. But it's you know, it's about pretzel crust coming back. It's good. You'll like it.
Yeah, I've noticed it, but I'm
glad pretzel crust is back.
Yeah. There's a scientific method to how they bring it back.
In the commercial?
Yeah. Yep.
I'll have to watch.
Yep. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. But, Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You got your kombucha stick, and you're ready to go.
I do.
You have a beverage today?
I have my Chewbacca stick for the 4th.
For the 4th.
Of May, which...
the day we're recording.
I don't think anybody actually celebrates.
Oh, of course they do, Nick.
My demo was much better.
That's the day we're recording is May the 4th. We know it's the Star Wars thing. Chris is excited for more Star Wars talk every year. Oh, he loves it. There's a movie, a show, or this day, whatever. It's got to come up. It never goes away, does it?
It's a thing now, so what are you going to do?
It's omnipresent in our culture. It went away for a while.
Did it?
People still loved it, but it was gone until what? Late 90s. Like, it was just Star Wars.
Oh, you just mean Star Wars in general.
Yeah. And then, since then, it's been Like, you can't walk into a store and not see some type of Star Wars presence since for the last 20-something years in the toy section or clothing or whatever.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. For a while, it was gone. It was a thing that people loved. It came and went. It was a phenomenon. But people moved on. And then for whatever reason...
I can't go into a store without seeing one of those Lando figures where you could see his teeth.
Is that a I don't know about
that. I think it's worth a lot of money, actually.
Oh, it's like a rare one?
I just see them everywhere. Okay. In the store I go
to. You have a bunch at home. Use them to unclog the toilet with those things. I don't know.
The toilet's clogged with them.
And two nicks left. You want them. We got them.
I can have it. Every day, yeah, yeah, I can have it. Get out of my way, yeah, fuck you.
Woo! Put your hands together for the breakout star of the podcast medium.
Such venom in that last line.
Everybody's favorite part of the show is that song. I hear about it every week now. Since we brought it up, more people agree.
Hey, that's what that was my... motivation to get people on board with the sentiment of it.
They're loving it.
The narcissism, the entitlement. It's the order of the day.
I think they love that, but really it's the magic of the delivery that gets everybody. So,
well, you know.
Yeah. Take that into consideration.
You gotta bring your unique talents to it. I'm blossoming as a vocalist and
that's true.
Enjoying it.
You are. You are.
And I'm sticking to my own style. I'm not trying to be anybody else.
That's the secret, right?
I think so. It's what, I don't know.
The originals, right? That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
It's all I can do.
That's good.
So.
Well, what are we going to do? What are we doing here? It's May the 4th. Oh, man. What a day.
Bullshit!
Got to get some wind before he speaks. I guess as of the recording date, in a couple days, our favorite horse is not going to be racing at the biggest race of the year.
What's that? Well,
Kentucky Derby?
Isn't the Derby on Saturday?
That's already happening?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the first weekend
I guess it's May. Yeah, I'm out of it. I'm thinking it's not, but I know it's May, but I'm thinking that's later.
Right. Do you have money still that you need to
lay down? It's still in the, whatever that's called. I forgot, FanDuel account. So.
Slow down, Andy. He was never eligible. Isn't he too old at this point? Or what's the deal?
He was eligible last year, right?
He was in it last year, wasn't he?
Didn't he not do it? Or, you know, he did it.
I think he did it last year.
Is that what it was? And we bet on him and he came in. He placed, but he didn't win. I don't remember. That ball of shit.
I need to look at the names of the horses.
Yeah, you can't. Horses can't be in it every year. They're in it one year when they're of the specific age.
Is that really
it? I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I assume they can't do it forever, but I thought maybe, just in my own head with no research, there was a 3 or 4 year window of prime horsehood.
No, not to my knowledge.
There's no Gordie Howe sort of scenario.
Right. I was going to say LeBron James, but Gordie Howe is a better analogy there.
There's no animal with old horse strength that they can't deny and they put him in there?
No, I'm almost positive that it's a 3-year-old or 2-year-old, you have to be of a certain age and... You're one and done, whether you win it or whatever.
That's it, huh? So did Secretariat just win that one time where he whipped everyone's ass?
Yeah.
And that was it. Okay. I didn't realize.
Then they put him out to stud, and he lives the rest of his life impregnating females, essentially like our friend Rich, who coincidentally on the occasion of this recording is celebrating a 50th birthday. So.
Yes, he is.
Happy birthday, Rich.
Congratulations, Rich. And for you, we have... Oh, come on, you mother. Rich, for you.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
That's not true.
That's nice for Betty.
sounds so long, but it's worth it.
It gets it at the end.
By the way, Rich is going, that could be true for dozens of people in this region.
You never know.
He's the Anthony Quinn of Northwest Indiana.
Anthony Quinn. Did Anthony Quinn have a lot of...
I thought he was noted for impregnating women into his 70s, I want to say.
Wow, okay.
Him and Tony Randall, enough.
Yeah, he had a kid when he was in his 70s, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, wild. Okay, well, happy birthday, Rich. Here we are. We got foil in front of us.
Who wants to eat dainties? Who wants to eat baked treats with me? Oh.
I'm opening it.
Now this, you talked about this a couple days ago that you had this finished out, right, Nick?
Yeah, I made it 2 days ago. Just threw it in the fridge and had it ready.
Okay.
What? So, yeah. The Derby's coming up.
Yeah.
These are Kentucky butter cookies with some homemade bourbon vanilla.
Oh, jeez.
Thrown in there.
Any horse meat in there?
No, I thought about it.
Mm, okay.
But I didn't get out of the freezer in time.
Any lion meat in there?
Yeah. Any other exotic game meats in there?
I haven't come across any.
Yeah, butter cookies, so I'm assuming there's a fair amount of butter in here.
Yeah.
What's sprinkled on top? Just a powdered sugar.
There's a butter sort of a glaze.
Smells good.
On top of it, and some powdered sugar.
Mmm.
Yeah, that's a handsome-looking cookie, I gotta say.
And a listener has some right now.
How did this get coordinated?
Jackie has a couple. I just dropped some off on the way over here.
Oh, you know her address?
I asked if I could bring some treats.
She's on the way between Nick's house and over here. So he stopped over.
Between Nick's house and your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he dropped off some cookies on the way.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, so our friend Jackie, who you may see her commenting on Facebook or on the stream sometimes, she is now with the same treat. Look at what Nick's doing. Nick's just going above and beyond.
We'll see if her and her husband enjoy it.
Hand-delivering cookies to our pals who listen.
How many cookies did you take over there?
I didn't make a huge batch, so I just gave them two.
Yeah, two's good. Better than one. Yeah,
but you're going to deprive the child they got over there.
Well, I
put the child to bed.
It's cookie time. Too late for cookies.
Yeah. That's how you do it. That's how I do it, at least. Everyone in the house is asleep and all the lights are off, then I pound cookies.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not bad.
If it wasn't for that, I would be the Anthony Quinn of Northwest Indiana. I'd be an Adonis, but no, not the case.
There's a difference between being an Adonis and being someone who impregnates women constantly.
That's true.
Constantly.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Yes, so thank you, Nick. Oh, man.
There's that movie from, I don't know, 20 years ago about the Rat Pack, where they're showing different members of the Rat Pack, like, back in their hotel rooms.
Clapping cheeks in Vegas?
All of them, and then when they get to... Well, that's what happens. And then when they get to Dean Martin, he's sitting there pounding cookies.
Really?
He's got a glass of milk, and he's watching TV.
Now, I wonder why that is.
I think he had a reputation of, like, just kind of being off on his own.
Okay.
Like, there's a story that there was a party on his estate that he actually, you know, obviously was at.
But he...
And then at a certain point, he was sick of everybody being there, and he called the police.
That's good. I like that. I think you're going to say he left, which would also be good.
He went to his room and probably pounded cookies.
Yeah. I respect that.
This is a damn good cookie. Have you tried it yet?
No, I'm saving it.
Fucking great, man. Ooh, it might be your best one yet.
Wow. Ooh.
All right.
All right. Should have made a bigger batch.
So what do we got?
Batch
here?
Of cock hungry. What was it you said earlier, Nick?
Came out of nowhere.
You don't have to get into it.
I'll repeat it. It was batch of godless, cock-hungry heathens. That's what it was.
Point being that the word batch has played a role in our conversations today.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
It's revisiting work of the past.
You know, you should, at the very least, though, Nick, this is a recipe you need to make available to the listeners.
Oh, sure. I just copied it off a website. So, yeah.
Just fire it off on the Patreon message board. And that was, in my opinion, my recency bias aside, this has to be at the top of the list of all of your baked treats. That was a damn good cookie.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited about it. But I like to save it because I like to see how it pairs with the song of the week. Probably a fool's errand, but I'm going to try that.
Which is Andy's pick, by the way, right?
Oh, it's going to be
bad. Is that Andy today?
It is
Andy today. Always interesting.
I'm going to make it hurt today.
What's the list up to?
Let me see. Let me pull that up. I think it's... No, I don't know. Let's see. 721.
Not bad.
That's pretty good, man. 721. With new additions coming in still. I mean, since I... no one cares about this, but I usually sort it by artist and just group it together that way before we do the random thing. And there have been submissions since the last time I sorted it earlier today. So
nice.
Wow. People are on it. Okay. Oh, my pick. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Well, all right. You're going to go to the list, right?
I'm going to the list.
Well, yeah.
All right.
I would think so. Yeah. And randomly that chosen,
like Andy
right?
Andy had something up his sleeve there.
Yeah, I'm just going to the list.
Yeah, Andy's always got something up his sleeve, up his pant leg, you name it. He's got something up there.
His
ass. I mean, that's the obvious one, but everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to mention,
This
was the recipe I ended up using was apparently a crumble mock recipe.
What's that?
What is
what
that?
What that is, crumble mock, Nick?
No, crumble, like the...
The cookie franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Apparently, it's a mock recipe of something they have going on. I don't know.
What a horseshit business that is. Have you guys gone there?
No. This is the first I'm hearing of it. I've never heard of it before.
So there's one over on Route 30 by the Jewel, right by, well, never mind. Some people live over there. Giving away addresses. There's one over there, but it's a franchise that pops up, I think, all over the country, I'm guessing. But,
yeah.
But essentially, they have flavors of the day of cookies. You go in there, you order your cookie. They put it in what appears to be a fancy toaster oven, and then they put it in a little pizza box with their logo on it. It's like $6 a cookie. It's fine, but it's like there's lines out the door, people waiting. Maybe that's calmed down, but when it opened, there was like 40 people deep when you drive by.
See, cookies are so easy to make that you really don't need to buy cookies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Unless you're crunched for time.
Or, like, you could just buy some, like, if you're out and you see them. But to wait in line for cookies seems like an absurd thing.
Yeah, like you're at the
me.
Roxbury or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's part of it, too. There's, like, way too many workers. They do the thing where they got people, like, with the iPads taking orders in the line.
Come
it's
on,
like, come on, man. It's for a cookie.
They think they're Chick-fil-A or something.
Yeah.
Portillo's.
Yeah. It's just crazy how certain businesses
well, but it's,
are able to
at
do
that. At that,
that
point, it just becomes a group think, mob mentality. People, the fear of missing out. Look at all these people. Something's going on there.
Yeah.
I need to get in on that.
Yeah.
Well, that was our store manager at Guitar Center. That was one of his mantras. And I'll try and mimic his voice as best as I can. People like to do business where business is being done. He would say that at least five times a week. And what it meant was, you know, people walk by an empty business. They're not going to go in necessarily, but they see a line out the door or see activity inside.
They're intrigued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is true. Yeah.
Like there's an appeal about Black Friday. If in fact that still exists,
I was gonna say,
well, thankfully that's
well, that, but that's
down.
But that sort of thing. It's like I would never be tempted to go to a store at 5 a.m.
no
to buy electronics.
Empty is your life.
But
that you're doing that
one day a year. It's a happening. So there's a temptation.
Oh, it's happening.
Same thing with these cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to spend $6 on a cookie? Never. Never in a million. Not in a million years.
Yeah, it wouldn't occur to me. And I don't give a fuck about your toaster oven or your pizza box either.
Yeah.
Or your, you know, people with earpieces and iPads. Yeah. Get out of here.
There's one more thing they do
out of here with that.
I just remembered one more thing they do that's funny, that's so unnecessary. So they take it out of the little toaster oven, they put it in the pizza box, you know, the size of like a large cookie, a small pizza box. And they walk it over to you, and then they open it for your approval before they give it to you. Like how when like a waiter takes the shows you the cork of a bottle of wine or whatever.
Right, exactly. That's what
you're like, yes, very good.
And then when Andy saw it, he went, "Oh, come on, stupid thing."
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
It's just
They show it to you.
Yep. Like, as if you could tell. This is to my liking.
Now,
yes.
Yes. Now, what are your options at that point?
That's true. You could be like, no.
Nope. I'm sorry.
Give me a different one.
That's a little too much.
I'm going to need this one like at rare. I want my key lime pie cookie rare.
Start feeling between your thumb and your forefinger and kind of show them the level of doneness that you want on your cookie.
Yeah.
Like a steak.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Can we do something like that where we just have a bunch of people? We could pay people to listen to the show, and then more people will listen. Can we figure out a way to...
absolutely. That's how it happens.
Create a scene here. People now, out the door.
And then there'll be a movie about us in 50 years about the payola podcast controversy.
Oh, I would love it if we could get a controversy going. Something.
Yeah, we've tried with some of our comments that are surfacing in the pot against humanity cards. Every time I post a legacy episode for the 10th anniversary and a card comes up, I'm like, I have no recollection of saying that.
Yeah, right.
You know why we would say that in the context of that episode.
We used to get a little bit wild, huh? Back then.
I think we still do
a little bit, but I feel like, I always think like, oh, we didn't. We were always kind of under control.
Oh, no.
Quite
the contrary, obviously.
Apparently.
The proof is in the cards.
But yeah. All right. Do you just post those on Facebook, or do you post those on Twitter and stuff too?
What?
The card pictures, the cards.
I put them in stories on Facebook and Instagram. I don't put them on Twitter generally.
Gotcha. So there you go. If you're listening and you don't know what we're talking about, that's where you'll find them. And are you guys ready?
Yeah.
My turn.
Your turn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First I thought it was mine.
It's not yours.
Okay. Not yours.
Get out of here with that. Are you trying to steal my turn? What do you think you are? What kind of operation is this?
Yeah, it's definitely Andy's turn. He comes after me lately. So.
Yeah, it was Extreme, Jay Giles' band, Montrose. Then last week we had Nathan for Queens of the Stone. Don't be trying to steal my turn. How dare you?
Next week we may
Next week it's my turn.
Next week it may be someone else's turn, but more on that later.
Oh boy, what are you doing over there?
You know Andy loves guests.
Bring him in, do the math,
figure out who it might be.
Oh, okay, it's resonating now.
Not with me.
I don't know, let's move on, we can move past it.
Move ahead with the episode.
No idea what you're talking about, but that's all right. Okay, I need Nick to do his thing and fire up that sportsman. Oh! Okay, we got number 444.
444,
nice. Yep, 444. And it is a magical selection.
Wow.
We're going with it.
Immediate, huh?
It's time. It needs to happen.
No hesitation
and,
whatsoever.
I've punched up the year 444 in all Wikipedia and hit it.
Oh my God, we're all happening so fast.
Yeah, I'm not even paying attention. I'm just reading over here.
Abemus Papa.
Time for Pope stuff. Yay, that Pope stuff. Here's some Pope stuff.
Stuff.
Okay, we'll begin with the requisite question. Nick, any guesses as to who the Pope was in the year 444?
I'll just go with a John.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Pope Leo the First.
I like the Leos.
Good name.
Good Pope. There's some good Pope Leo.
This one is quick. It's to the point, and quite frankly, I don't know what the hell it means. Maybe Ann or maybe Nick can clarify it. But here we go. Pope Leo the First extinguishes the Gallican Vicariate. Fuck, what does that mean?
No, but I just found where you're looking.
Yeah.
It is apparently Gallicanism is the belief that popular civil authority, often represented by the monarchs or the state's authority, over the Catholic Church is comparable to that of the Pope.
So he basically just put the kibosh on that.
Basically just saying there's only one sheriff in town, it seems.
I like how they worded that, though. He extinguished it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, all right, Pope Leo.
You got a gunsling once
Pope
in a while.
Pope Leo not suffering any fools, not putting up with any bullshit. Oh, in fact, the slogan, straight up no bullshit, might as well have applied to Pope Leo the First.
He had a banner hung outside the Vatican.
Exactly. Just unfurled it in Vatican City. Mm-hmm. Straight up no bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you have it, Pope Leo.
I like me some Leo.
I do too. I'm a fan of that move.
Just a
quick no.
Yeah, that's not happening. Shutting it down.
You can't have it.
Exactly. Yes.
What did they want to have exactly? What was it again?
I don't even know what the fuck. The Gallican Vicariate, which I don't even know what Vicariate means.
That civil authority is comparable to that of the Pope.
So he's saying he's above the law.
Well, he's just saying that they don't have the say.
They don't have Pope rights.
They don't have the say he does.
Okay.
In the matter. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from.
Oh,
that.
I was thinking it was we're not on the same level.
No,
you're not me.
Most people aren't on the same level as the Pope. But, that should be common knowledge.
But I mean, lawmakers. Like it goes me, then you.
But yeah. These Gallicans were.
As a former boss I had once told me. If anyone else ever tells you what to do, tell me about it, because it goes me
exactly,
and then everyone else.
Okay.
That's a good sense. Way to do it.
Yeah. There's no middle management. It goes me, and then everyone else is equal. So I think that's what Pope Leo was saying.
Yeah. He's probably in, you know, feeling like he's stating the obvious, but he shut that down pretty quick. So
yeah.
Props to Pope Leo the First.
It originated in France.
Well,
this
anything
idea.
That originates in France should be extinguished immediately.
It seems like the French are always starting trouble, aren't they?
Yeah, but they don't have
through
what
history.
It takes to finish the job. Just a bunch of fucking wimps and surrenderers over there.
Well, we might finally get some French listeners now.
Yeah, I've been trying for years.
Well, a shot like that
that'll do it.
Ought to be.
It's how we attract people.
Ringing through the air in Gaul.
It's how we've brought in the entire nation of Australia. And how we brought in Jericho, talking shit about him.
It's true.
And he just came running.
You're going to be on French TV, on the French news. They don't have what it takes to finish the job.
Hey, well, for all we know, Chris is right.
Yeah.
I'm going with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, good. Yes.
So this was immediate. Yes, no hesitation.
Oh, it's so immediate.
No emotion.
It's a rarity when it's Andy's choice.
Nothing.
No, but you know what we are going to need to do? We're going to need to get the
video
feed. Yeah, this is a video. A necessary video situation.
All right, let me fire it up. You got the cable over there.
Okay.
What decade is this from?
This one. This is 2 years old.
I have no idea what's happening right now. I thought 80s or 90s when we talk about mandatory video.
Thank you, sir.
I usually think, okay, that's 80s, 90s.
Mm-hmm. Well,
not that they don't make videos anymore, but I'm just thinking if it's some sort of mandatory video.
It's mandatory.
Okay.
It's a part of what it is.
No idea.
You can't take it in the other way. The old-fashioned way. Which actually, literally, you can't, which I'll explain to you guys during the show.
No clue.
But also, you can't.
Does anybody in the live chat have any idea what's happening right now?
No one has any idea. I'm going to say there's going to be a few people who are familiar with what this is. And well, I'm going to hide it from you. I pulled it up already. A few people who are going to know what this is. And they're going to be very happy. I think.
Wow.
I think. I'm going to have to do some Wikipedia research, but yes, an immediate absolutely yes.
Who submitted it?
Aaron Green. Our yes. friend Aaron Green.
Okay.
Okay. Don't look at the screen. I have to read it because I don't have all this memorized. It's a long album title here. All right. You guys ready? Let's turn the microphone over to Chris Jericho.
All right, Harold. This one's called
Creepy Crawlin' to Getcha.
Off of
As the Demon Dances Under the Blood Red Sky.
By the band
Psycho Sinner.
Ow!
Yes. If anyone knows it, they're pumping their fists. If you don't, you're going to love it. I guarantee it.
Wow.
Never heard of this.
So, there's a lot to be said
Never
about.
Never in all my days.
About Psycho Sinner.
Psycho Sinner.
So, here's what Psycho Sinner is. The drummer of Five Finger Death Punch left the band and formed his own band where he's the front man.
He's the front man?
Front man.
So, we have a Phil Collins situation. Yep. Well, almost. He stayed in the band.
So
it's more of a Gabriel. Well, no, Gabriel wasn't the drummer. Anyway.
This might be an unprecedented situation.
So I'm looking this up. I see Let's Talk Psycho Sinner, the new and terrible band, blah, blah, dot, dot, dot.
All right. Well, so that tips the hand a little.
So Psycho Sinner. So here's what it was.
How are these guys on your radar?
YouTube, sharing files, sharing links.
With who?
Aaron Green.
Oh. Is he in the band?
He might be.
This might be a promotional tool.
It could be. So here's what I know. They started the band. They called it Psychosexual. And the guy, it's like a thing. It's almost like Ghost, where they've got like prosthetics and masks.
Oh, no.
And the guy's name was Devil Daddy.
That's like that shirt you sent us earlier with the cat on it.
That's true.
But more on that never.
More on that never. And then for reasons I don't know or understand, then they rebranded as Psycho Sinner. Instead of Psychosexual, well, Psycho Sinner. And he's no longer Devil Daddy. Now he is Grim Sinner. But here's the thing. I don't understand what's going on with this band. But there's a lot going on where they have tons of videos. They're pretty good quality as far as budget and production. Yeah. Tons of videos. And on the same day, this is a fact that Nick is especially going to love. On the same day in 2021, they released 9 full-length albums.
See, I'm all for ambition in music.
Yeah.
But
9 full-length albums.
9 full-length albums.
On the same day.
Take that, Chili Peppers.
Yep. And then there's a new wrinkle here that I didn't know about. But in April of 2023, for reasons unknown, all of the albums have been removed from streaming services and the YouTube channel has been deleted. So there's still videos. I found the video for the song.
The band may not exist anymore.
But it's odd to wipe it off the planet, or to attempt to.
Do we know why they're doing this?
No one has any idea what's
going
on.
It's probably so they can pull it back,
mm-hmm.
start releasing it.
Yep.
Try to actually do things in a sane way.
You think that's
where people who want it are going to get it?
Well, I mean, they've already
album by album. Yeah, I guess so.
They've already done it once. I don't know what's going on.
Well, after this episode, I'm sure.
I hope all is well with this guy. I don't even remember what his name is. I looked it up once. I don't know Five Finger Death Punch. I don't think any of us really know. Chris has heard some of their stuff.
Well, they're one of the worst bands in all of creation.
And I honestly don't think
Terrible.
I don't think I've ever heard a note of Five Finger Death Punch.
I don't think I have.
If I have, I didn't know it.
Don't go out of your way to change that. They are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely terrible.
I'll go with this. I guess it's not a side project, but whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this guy's name is, where'd it go? Jeremy Spencer. So he was the drummer. I don't know why he left the band, whatever.
To do this.
But he left, and...
because he had 9 albums worth of music inside of him that had to come out.
Hey, you know, this is something, the timing lines up with something Nick's talked about. Everyone was sitting around during COVID. This guy wrote 9 albums and decided they're all coming out on the same day instead of stringing
that's,
it along.
That's madness, but you can't exactly fault somebody for giving that a shot, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give it a shot here. I'm very excited.
So did Scott, not Scott, I was just looking at Scott's comment. I mean, did Aaron leave a, did you read the comment or no?
Oh, he left the comment. Okay. What did he say? Sorry, it's right here. He said, what did you say, Aaron? Something new, so bad it has to be observed.
All right, so this is like, everything about this so far. Mm-hmm. Is like we're watching an Elvira or Svengoolie, you know, one of those campy horror host shows.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just so bad. It's Ed Wood type stuff. Mm. It's shaping up to just the. But I don't know what the video is going to be like. I'm just saying. That's the whole vibe I'm getting from this episode so far.
Hey, you might love it.
It's so bad. It's entertaining. And you've got, you know, these guys dressed up as these sort of horror characters.
This might be your new band. Ghost didn't grab you, but Psycho Center may grab you.
What was it? Psychosexual?
Psychosexual. But this is...
that's, yeah. You know, that's a completely lateral change in the band name. Not better, not worse.
It's true, right?
Just a straight.
It almost seems like it had to be like a copyright thing.
A straight lateral, quality wise.
Yeah, but I don't know. Devil Daddy versus Grim Center. Which one do you give the nod to?
Oh goodness, I'd have to see him first, I guess.
Well, you're about to. Are you ready? Boy. This is Creepy Crawling to Get You. From that really
not a bad title for if you're going for like the you know.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
For this sort of thing.
It grabs your attention, right?
Yeah, it sounds like something that would be on a Drew's Famous
Halloween
mix with some Andrew Gold material.
Is he the one who sings all those songs?
Well, he's the spooky, scary skeletons guy.
Oh,
I think,
okay.
The one who wrote Thank You for Being a Friend.
Same guy. Okay, I didn't realize that. There's probably 5 episodes where you told me that, and I... Every time, every Halloween, you've probably
it'll happen
that.
Again.
So yeah, this is from As the Demon Dances Under the Blood Red Sky. Yeah, a lot of Chris is going to have a rough one here, I think, or he might be into it. I don't know. You might give him credit for.
There's no way to know.
There's no. Yes,
until it happens.
Well, that's what everybody likes about Chris. There's no way to know.
The Five Finger Death Punch connection already. Sullies it in a major way for me.
But that he left the band, maybe that would
the fact help? That he was ever involved in it is just a major strike against this individual.
Major strike. Oh man. And you know, just the fun part, you can't tell this, but all 9 albums, totally different covers. It's not like it's the same thing in different colors or something. They're completely unique to one another.
You know,
so
A for effort.
Absolutely.
Before we even begin, A for effort.
Yep. There's a... Oh, man. Well, I don't even want to give anything away. Okay. A for effort. And A for what's about to come now, one of our very favorite sponsors. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Creepy Crawling to Getcha. Okay.
Okay, so this is like something from one of those party store CD compilations.
Yep.
I mean, I wasn't sure what we were going to get musically, and I'm still not, because I'm sure it's going to kick into something else, but I was almost thinking, is this going to be like... the word psycho always makes me think, are we going to get a rockabilly kind of an album?
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, yeah. Like one of those like sort of horror psychobilly bands or something, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which I don't think we're getting here. I'm getting more of an electronic kind of a thing, a lot of effects.
Mm-hmm.
Not reliant on acoustic instrumentation.
No.
it's very... you know,
you're getting a little bit of a nursery rhyme.
What is a party store compilation? What is that reference?
That's you would see that back in the 80s and 90s. You'd go to the store and they would have, wasn't it always Drew's Famous was the brand?
Yeah, that was a brand. And it'd be like a Halloween party thing, like where it's all like, you know, a bunch of like Monster Mash and whatever, like, you know,
but always cover versions by whoever put the CD together.
Yeah. Yep.
It was
never the actual artist.
Never heard of
it. You know, because back in the day, you couldn't make a playlist, obviously, and you didn't have the luxury of having a DJ at your party. You'd just buy the CD that had all the songs on it, but it was just one person covering them all.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
No. Well, I'm happy for you. That's not a good thing.
I mean, it's an interesting, you know.
It's just some random guy covering everything and expects you to buy it.
I mean, I think it probably made the guy money, but yeah. Because they would just sell it at party stores. Hey, here's the Halloween CD with all the Halloween songs. It's got Thriller on it. And then a lot of times you're duped into buying it because you think, oh, it's got, you know, all the songs, but then it's just Drew singing them.
Yeah. I've never heard of that. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's funny.
You buy one of those, you deserve what you get. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I think they kept it vague enough where you weren't sure what was happening.
Yeah. But. See, like, for instance, Drew's Famous Party Music.
I've never seen that.
I wonder if there's a Halloween one on
there. For sure is a Halloween
one.
There's a luau.
Is it always Drew, or Drew's is it some other asshole?
Drew's the guy. He was the man with the idea.
I've never heard of that.
Line dancing?
Never in my life was aware of that. Did not know such a thing existed.
It does make sense, though.
This belongs on
that
the
That doesn't make sense. It's shit.
Well, shit, but it makes sense.
It doesn't need to be put out.
No, but it made sense at the time.
Why does it make sense?
Because if you're having a party and you don't have a DJ, you still get
then
all the
Then you shouldn't
songs.
Be having a party.
Well, then there you go. That's actually
if you haven't accounted for the playing the music, you're not just you don't settle for an impulse buy from this Drew idiot at a fucking party store.
So
it made sense. It never made sense. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
The name of the group who did every song on this Halloween compilation is called The Hit Crew.
Mm.
Okay, great.
Let's see. For some reason... Okay, so we got like Monster Mash, mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, The Time Warp.
Mm.
Macho Man is on there for some reason. Rock Lobster is on there. Hot, Hot, Hot.
That doesn't even make
Don't Leave Me This Way for some reason.
That one makes the least amount of sense.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm sorry I asked.
Bad
Move
Moon
off
Rising.
Of that.
I mean,
enough with Drew.
But this is a phenomenon that took place.
But yeah,
never was aware of it.
But here, yeah, so this does have the vibe of some kind of soundtracky Halloween thing.
Thus far,
thus
far, it's directly from. It's this might as well be the Hit Crew.
Well, it's also reminding me of that fucking Liar's Funeral we had a few weeks ago. I'm getting that vibe from it.
Okay.
Well. Now this asshole crawling around underneath the bed. Are we to assume this is Grim Sinner?
It's him.
That's him.
That's him. Yeah.
And there's a woman on the bed.
Yeah.
She's starting to be alarmed.
Yeah, and there's like lights and smoke under the bed.
Yeah, but she's sleeping by herself in this environment where there's smoke and creepy lights, and suddenly she's becoming alarmed.
Finally,
what's going on around her?
It's usually okay. Something's up today. Something's amiss. She's not sure what it is. Let's continue.
We slither in across the ground while you're all asleep. You feel something inside the room tugging at your feet. We're coming for you. We're coming for you. We're coming for you.
You know, this went straight cheese once that keyboard started mimicking the "We're Coming for You." Straight Drew's famous hit crew party music. I don't know what the lyrics are. Do I want to know?
No.
Are they as good as they had ought to be for what we're hearing so far?
I don't know what they are either. I'm just listening. If you want to do the research,
it's like an REM album. The lyrics aren't important.
Yeah,
we're not giving you the lyrics.
The lyrics have probably been scrubbed from the internet.
You can't find it. It's no longer streaming for some reason. So
because like it got zero streams and they just decided to pull it.
Let's keep going. Jesus. I think we're gonna take it up a notch here.
Oh, great! Can't wait.
We're creepy crawling to get ya, and you can bet ya, we're gonna get ya all tonight. We're creepy crawling to get ya, and we won't let ya escape or leave.
Dude, this is gotta be Nick's worst nightmare. It's a ghost knockoff band.
It is. It is a ghost knockoff.
This is the niche and the opportunity this guy identified to. He thinks this is a viable act.
Nick, you stopped it. What do you want to say?
I wanted to compliment him on his he's breaking ground with that pentagram patch.
I was almost like, Nick, is he going to compliment this guy?
He's breaking new ground and forging new frontiers in the landscape of heavy metal music.
Yeah, no shit.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like Anthrax did by adding a pentagram to their logo about 30 years into their career.
It's like if you want to resonate with your garden variety mouth breathing American dickhead, just drop the word American into whatever it is you're doing, and they'll just instantly respond to it. Oh, it's American.
A sight. We love our love abuse groups as folks. We're glad we had a taste. Cause if you died before we did, tears would roll down our face. You never stood a chance against our appetite for blood. We drained your veins and now we swim and drink inside the flood. We're coming for ya. We're coming for ya. We're coming for ya.
Huge mistake. To drop the instrumentation back
again,
yeah, huge mistake musically.
I'm so tickled by this.
Why?
I love it.
Why?
Because I don't know. I'll tell you later.
What do you mean? You're
in my review.
Now is
the time.
Because it's I don't know. In my opinion, it is there. I don't think there's ever been more effort and budget put into something that turned out so bad ever.
I mean, like Andy was saying, the look of the video, it doesn't look like it's low budget. You know, it doesn't look bad.
No.
It's just the content that they have to work with is, I don't know. No matter how good you make it look.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's the other part. So, like I said, 9 albums. I don't know how many videos they released, but I would guess it was probably 20. And they were all... Like, I mean, this one's probably relatively low budget, but it's professional. Everything. They spent money on everything.
But, you know what? I think I was right with my comparison of, like, the campy horror hosts. Totally getting that vibe here.
Yeah, but I think it's even off for that. I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't know
it's a ghost knockoff is what it is.
Yeah, that does have that vibe.
I mean, that vibe, when they show the band, that's what it is.
Oh, the band for sure. Yeah, with the masks and stuff.
A ghost knockoff.
But even that drum beat on the main part of the song is kind of a ghosty thing.
So there's an off-brand equivalent for everything now. This is the last thing.
This is Clancy's Ghost. Or was it Peanut Delight Ghost?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, it's like... okay, I get that you see there's an opportunity because Ghost is so popular and successful, but bring something new to the table, something of your own creation. This is just absolute crap.
All right, let's keep going.
We're creepy crawling to get ya, and you can bet ya, we're gonna get ya all tonight. We're creepy crawling to get ya, and we won't let ya escape or leave our sight.
Is he saying breed is what you need?
He might be saying bleed and breed. He might be going back and forth. I'm not sure.
So he's looking to start a family.
Probably.
You can't really blame him. I mean, the one redeeming quality of this is the girl on the bed is rather attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
So to look at her and have thoughts of breeding is understandable.
I don't know, the most attractive thing in the video is that old, big old radio that we're seeing here where Andy paused it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mind getting me a piece of that.
Man, the Colgate hour would sound amazing.
There would be
there.
Those tubes in there, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Are you talking about the radio still?
What's with his nose?
I don't know.
This looks weird.
Prosthetic nose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will say...
We all know how we feel about prosthetic noses.
Yeah, it's true.
Nothing but trouble.
Mm-hmm. I will say, this part, I guess, is what? This would be your bridge breakdown?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit more momentum to it than there was during the verse. Yeah, we're working our way to a big chorus, I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I will, I don't know if it's a compliment, but I will say that bridge, if it wasn't so all over the place already with the ups and the downs,
mm-hmm.
I would say that was a pretty good, pretty, like, I don't know. I don't want to. I guess I used the word good.
You did. What do you?
But just going into something like that where you're stripping things away, but there's a little bit happening still.
Yeah.
But that second verse was completely befuddling to me. How it was like, all right, we went into like kind of a stock cliche kind of stompy kind of heavy metal thing, and then we're just going to drop it out
mm-hmm.
for the entire second verse.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's true. And, you know, again, as ambitious as this guy is, he has no business singing lead. It sounds like it's heavily processed, and it's still...
It's kind of like when Howard Stern sang with Rob Zombie.
Yeah, yeah. It's like...
There's so many effects on it that you can't tell.
But I feel like you can tell on that main chorus part. That's just not... Unless it's just a bad melody, but it's like...
It's Rammstein-esque, the
but
way
it's
that he's
rotten.
Singing. But it's Rammstein-esque.
Yeah. But that guy, even that guy's got...
He's doing that kind of a voice.
Yeah. But again, not to that level of...
No.
You know, I can't remember that guy's name, but it's probably...
Rammstein,
it probably starts with a D.
Rammstein plays at Soldier Field when they come to Chicago. This guy has removed all of his music from everything, so it's not available. I don't know what else could illustrate the difference between the two.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's keep
going. Now we've got five women.
Mm-hmm.
Doing very horror movie trailer, just the cliches of crawling around.
Crawling up the wall.
Love
it. good stuff.
I mean, you might as well add a jump scare in there. Just cover that and the high squealing noise whenever the jump scare happens.
That, like,
get every lame cliche in there. Well, I do enjoy the fact that they must have used the same technology that Lionel Richie was using on the Dancing in the Ceiling video.
Yeah.
Because this woman's climbing the walls. I'm assuming they had that moving with the camera. They had it in sync, which Fred Astaire also did years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, enjoying the
harkening back to the classics.
I'm enjoying the Fred Astaire and Lionel Richie references here.
Yeah.
But again, money being spent. There's a budget to get people to crawl on a wall.
We're creepy crawling to get ya, and you can bet ya. We're gonna get ya all tonight. We're creepy crawling to get ya, and we won't let ya escape or leave our sight. We're gonna get ya. Gonna get ya all tonight. We're gonna get ya. Gonna get
ya. Am I detecting a shooby dooby doo?
Well, there's also the visual nod to the Bohemian Rhapsody video there of Queen. Yes,
thank goodness for that.
Yep, that's just what we needed, right? Yeah, was he saying shooby doo?
He was saying shooby dooby doo wop, which is almost redeeming in a way, because I'm getting the fact, or I'm getting the sense that this is, I've mentioned the word a couple times, but this is campy on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you're giving it too much credit.
Maybe I am, but I'm just trying to understand where they're coming from.
This is crap. It's ham-fisted crap. There's no. They're not being campy. You're giving them way too much credit.
I'm putting too much thought into it.
Oh, that's definitely happening. I mean, this is a new low.
Is there a rooster on her pillow? By the way,
there is.
Yeah. It's a nice bed. She's got a cock pillow.
Yeah. It's a nice spread she's got there. What's that, like some kind of floral thing? Oh, but then there's
also
some
leopard.
Looks
like one of those short beds at the store that you're not supposed to be able to lay on. It looks kind of short, doesn't it?
Well, maybe she's a short woman.
She's a tiny woman.
Saved on bedding.
Huh?
You know?
All right.
I don't know.
Gonna get ya all tonight.
There you have it. Creepy crawling to get you. Yep. There it is in all its glory. That was it. Oh, I chose it from the listener submission.
I'm kicking it.
You can't kick it.
I'm kicking it.
How
do
could
it.
You? You can't
do
jump
it. I
ahead.
I don't care.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch.
This was similar but not as good as the jingle from the Creepy Crawlers commercial.
Oh, that wasn't bad. That was pretty good.
This is not as good as that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out.
Don't waste your time. There's nothing to figure out. It's garbage.
Well, I'm trying to put my finger on where they might be coming from.
Why would you expend the energy to do that?
Because I guess that's what we've committed ourselves to doing.
No, we haven't.
Since this is the song for the week.
We've tried. We try. Sometimes it's impossible.
I don't know. It is pretty unremarkable. However, I have a feeling it's going to be memorable. in a sense.
I think so. I think the saga of Psycho Center will not be forgotten anytime soon.
You're just babbling nonsense at this point.
I'd like to know what Chris would like to vote.
Chris, you vote.
Well, Andy should go last.
It, kicking it, obviously.
Okay.
Terrible. It's a humiliating kick in the crotch!
I mean, when you actually do worse than Five Finger Death Punch, I mean, I suppose some credit is due for achieving that unimaginable thing, but no, it's one of the stupidest, worst things I've ever seen. Terrible. It's the worst. It's way worse than Slipknot. Way worse than that Tommy Lee thing.
Wow.
This is by far and away the worst thing
worse
ever.
Worse than the Tommy Lee
one. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I would go that far.
I would. I did.
You're
again,
there.
It might be a recency bias, but that's one of the stupidest, worst things I've ever seen. Nothing redeeming of that, other than the girl on the bed and her cock pillow.
That was okay.
Was that what was the Little Caesars pepperoni pizza called? The super most bestest or whatever?
Something like that. Yeah,
we have stupidest worst now.
Stupidest most worstest. No, that's garbage. That's just, you know, that basically that reminds me of like all these, like during the dot-com boom, when you had all these startup companies that venture capitalists were throwing money at, and they mm-hmm. had no, not even a single semblance of how they were going to turn a profit. It was mm-hmm. just like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'm just going to, you know, fund this with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and they're never going to turn a profit. You remember that time?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to freelance for some of those companies, and it was like a turkey shoot. You just name your price
really?
For an hourly rate. You charge them double what the time you actually put in, and you do it because you know they're going to fold up in a couple of weeks. But they all had the fucking loft space offices in the most expensive part of Chicago. They'd be like, yeah, come by on Friday, you know, come to the office sometime. You know, we start drinking at 11 and, you know, got the requisite ping pong table over there. And
it's like that Parks and Rec thing with, what's it called, Entertainment 720 or whatever.
Exactly.
Where they don't do anything, but they just have like a half pipe and whatever.
Right.
And, yeah.
That's exactly it. And, yeah. You know, I was happy to take their money, but it's just like, who invests in that? Who pumped money into the creation of this?
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolute crap.
Well, it's time for me to vote, and I'm going to give it a kick in the crotch.
It's a humiliating kick in the crotch!
You know, it's impossible to pick one song from Psycho Center. I almost said Psychosexual. But, you know, this is a good representation of what you get. But I would encourage people who enjoyed it as much as I did to look on YouTube and find a couple more videos.
How much have you watched?
Probably at least 10 videos.
You've watched 10?
Yeah.
Are they all the same?
Yeah, I mean
same woman probably in all the videos.
I think
no, they've got actually different casts.
Different, and, yeah. I'm telling you, man, good stuff.
I'm telling you, man.
No, but not good stuff. But what I mean is, there's you know, there's a budget. They spend money.
The only horror cliche they didn't have is a Peter Lorre impersonator.
Well, what if they did? It might sound a little something like this.
We're coming to get you.
That would have been in the song.
Maybe you can hook up with this guy and maybe make that happen.
You know, it seems like he's throwing money at just whatever.
Yeah.
I can open my pocket and see if any falls in there.
Mm-hmm. Like Chris said. I mean, these are all... yeah, there's a whole bunch of videos up here. This one, oh, I forgot about that one. There's
that looks
Die
like,
and Let Die.
That looks like the Gold Cobra video so far.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
So Die and Let Die.
Lady Killer. Yeah. We Hate You. Check it out. Let the Sin Begin. Yeah. I'm sure people like it as much as we did. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we kicked it in
we
the
We didn't like it.
Oh, we liked it.
Terrible.
It was good. We're big fans. Maybe we can get him on the show.
Andy's in one of those moods. Just be a prick.
those moods.
But you never know when it's his turn.
Yeah.
I thought it was my turn.
You know what? There was a clerical error. It is Nick's turn. Let's go back.
Okay, let's re-record this.
Let's start over. Redo it. All right, well, if you disagree with us, we're sorry.
That's just the fucking way it is.
Yeah. So, Nick, what are you doing over there?
I'm thinking who's gonna be sponsoring this episode during the next commercial break, because who's throwing money at this?
Who's throwing all this money on
Don't
you?
Ask me why, but I'm thinking Long John Silver's will be the commercial.
Oh, Chris likes them. He likes their advertising.
I do.
Big fan of that.
I do the point of purchase stuff on the slogans on the boxes. I'm a big fan.
I'm assuming the catering for all the video shoots is Long John Silver's.
For all the Psycho Center shoots?
I'm assuming, yes. That woman on the bed looked like she had too many hush puppies.
What does that mean?
She was writhing. Is that
she
what was going on?
She looked full.
Yeah,
like she couldn't. I kind of kneel on the bed and kind of sway back and forth like that slowly when I've had too many hush puppies.
Yeah, I do that on the toilet when I've had too many hush
puppies. She looked lethargic.
Mm-hmm. Ah, well,
she didn't even know that the people were under the bed having a party.
Mm-mm. All kinds of chaos happening around her. But let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with some fun. Finally, fun, Nick. We've been waiting. We're back, and it's been 10 years we've been doing this. 10 years, believe it or not. And this week,
and we've reached a new low, apparently, according to at least one of us.
It's healthy to be able to reach new highs and new lows. If you're just in the middle all the time, it's time to stop, right? Like Paul Stanley said. If you're in the middle, get out. So, 10 years, we're going to hear from our friend, Jason Trahan. Let's hear it, Jason.
Pop strikes 10, must be Monday night. A decade of stupidity, but that's all right. Listen to Pound of Thunder tonight. Leave us a voice message tonight.
Pot of Thunder, I don't know the best way to tell you about the depth of the meaning of your podcast to me. I don't know about other people. I can talk about me the best I can. Doing this in an open field, watching my dog run around. And I think this is really the best way to try and start to convey the meaning, the depth.
The dog's spinning right now.
Of your podcast, what it has brought me. Just on an entertainment level. That's all we're talking about here. We're talking about entertainment. And I'm a simple person. I don't really care about high levels of entertainment. I don't like glitz. I don't like
perfect show for you. Yeah.
You know, like traditionally speaking, yes, I do. Glamour of the 80s was something different. I'm talking about contemporary glamour. No need for it. I don't need the big production. I don't need the jump cuts, the edits. I don't need all that. What I need is truth. What I need is humor. What I need is camaraderie and off-the-cuffness. Mm. You don't really get that too often, but you get when you listen to Pot of Thunder. How can I ever repay you by buying a couple of shirts over the years and being a long-time listener? I don't know. I'm just going to keep on listening. You've got 494 damn episodes under your belts. And look, I've been on board. I keep telling you this. I've been on board since like 67 or 68, wow. Somewhere around there. I don't know. It was like 2014, 15. I could probably trace it back. I'm not going to. That's not the point. That's not what we're doing here.
No, it's not.
The point is for your list to chime in. Give a little feedback. Here I am doing such, and I can only hope that you listen to it and understand that thank you. Have a good day.
You know, if I when I finally decide to pursue a wrestling career, I want Jason to be my valet during promos.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
he's got it.
Jason is the he's like the Jeff Goldblum of our listeners. That's the vibe I was getting from him there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Jay. I think you said something nice in there.
Pinpointed
somewhere.
All the things that I agree are the you know, most appealing things about the show. The off the cuffness, camaraderie, humor, and there was one more in there, but I think he nailed it. So appreciate the sentiment. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that, huh?
Thank you, Jason.
Well, and I just realized that now it's my turn to get my revenge on Andy. It is May, which means it's stroke stroke awareness month.
Oh.
Appreciation.
Hey, you should appreciate the fact that strokes are serious business, okay, and you should do what you need to do to prevent them. So we've got the theme song, and then I believe Nick has another preventive measure that you'd like to offer up to the group.
Oh, so good.
I'm going to make lemonade.
All right, here we go.
Let it rip, literally.
And that's when stroke was a stroke. And drooling was drooling. Motor skills meant everything. I lost mine and I was not improving. Collapsing to the floor. Trembling hands were happening, baby. Outside my house, an ambulance. My farts were involuntary. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you take medicine to treat heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or diabetes, follow your doctor's instructions carefully. Never stop taking your medicine without first talking to your doctor or pharmacist. That's our tip for the week. Don't get one of those.
I want to leave you hanging there.
I'm just saying, don't invite this sort of thing to happen to you.
Is anybody?
In reading up on it, it seems like it can happen if you're not on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
So be on top of things.
What do we have to do? I guess we'll find out more.
I just 2 weeks worth of
it's not enough.
Well, we're gonna.
I guess we have to wait till next week.
Hey, 3 more weeks.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I just can't wait for next week's tip. I hope it's not too late.
The public service we're bringing to the masses this week.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, guess what time it is? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yards of questions.
Motherfucker, I give them.
Sing away.
Yes, Chief.
I'm enjoying this song.
I guess so.
Usually I don't let it crank that long, but I was just kind of getting into it. It's very lively. All right. Look at me. Yeah. It's time for Yardo Questions. This week's Yardo Questions. Who's it going to be from? This looks fun. This week's Yardo Questions comes to us from Michael Pfeff.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for your submission.
He says you're welcome. Michael says, hey guys, I'm a relatively new listener. I stumbled upon your show through Jericho's podcast, or I guess Tooge, as you guys call him. I had no idea what I've been missing all these years. I love the variety of music you cover here and the honesty of your reactions to the songs. You guys are true professionals and a freaking gift to the world.
Wow.
That second part was true. I don't know about the true professionals part, but we'll take it.
So very sweet, and that's cool to hear how you found us. Very nice.
You do get honesty on this show. That's that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Question one. Have you ever considered having a woman as a guest on your show? I haven't listened to every episode yet. Please forgive me, but I'm guessing you haven't had one on. I'm sure this isn't by design, but it would be really interesting to hear a female's perspective.
Well, we've had Mama Jones on, what, thrice?
That sounds right.
Three times?
Two times, right?
No, three times.
I think three.
Has it been three?
I think three.
I think so.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. I know for sure when it was at my house once at least, and then I think maybe twice.
Twice
there,
and once here.
And once here.
Okay, well, fourth time might be the charm.
Hey. Sounds good to me.
There's also we're also in talks with the aforementioned Jackie.
That'd be cool.
A song that invokes her name that we've discussed. I would love to do an episode about that. And since she lives in the area, she could conceivably be an in-studio guest.
Yeah.
But yeah, my wife has actually suggested that. She thinks we are in... stop short of saying desperate need of a woman's perspective, but
but it would be
suggested
helpful.
That would be make things interesting because I think she thinks we've been off base on some of our assessments of certain things, and it really depends on what song we would end up picking, but we're not averse to it.
It's three insane morons. So I mean, pretty much off base on every comment we make, so that's true.
I actually, earlier today, made a comment to my wife about that. Like, would you ever want to be on it? She said, no.
No. Not interested.
Not that she wouldn't be interested.
Well, she's not allowed over here after her bum-rushing me about the alleged cargo pocket thing. She would have to call in remotely.
Made Chris leave the party.
She would have to call in remotely if she was even interested in being on, but it sounds like she isn't. So.
Usually Chris has to lose at the blackjack tables to leave something abruptly.
I wish I'd left abruptly. I didn't leave soon enough on that occasion. But no, it's actually been discussed and considered, and we're not averse to it. We just, maybe we'll make more of an effort to make that happen.
I mean,
I said, we've got at least one thing in the works, and we'll see what happens with the rest of it.
I think we understand females pretty well, and we can speak on their behalf in certain circumstances.
We've got a license to speak as all races and genders.
I don't see why not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know, good question.
I think that came with our bootleg Metal Pounders Union card. I think that's one of the bonus features of it. Question two. Last week you were talking about theme months. How about a month of cover songs? On that topic, what are the best cover songs you've heard or enjoy the most? And any you think are terrible, any acts you've discovered from hearing covers of. So, tell me about covers. What do you like? What do you not like? Have you gone back to original artists as a result and enjoyed that?
We've had this question on in some form before, haven't we?
I don't remember.
Someone brought up the pretty good idea of a month where we do the lesser known original versions of popular cover songs. We talked about that last week, I think.
Yeah, but I think we're maxed out on theme months. I mean, it was fun to talk about last week, but we already have three. Two of them are back to back. I think we're maxed out on that. So,
but I like a good cover. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them where it's great when you get a cover that's better than the original, or that's a unique take on it, but still really works. Mm. Because a lot of times you get a cover version by very competent, very able professional musicians, but they're not adding anything to it, and it sounds like they just kind of like had a little extra studio time and knocked it out, and there might not have been any actual thought put into it.
Yeah. And it's, even if like, I can't think of an example, but I know I've heard it where the recording quality is better, but the cover's worse for some reason. It's just like, well, this isn't better because you're doing it this way.
And it's a little different situation, but it can also happen when you've got artists who are re-recording for the sake of, they're re-recording their hits for the sake of owning the publishing.
Well, right, that happens all the time.
And that's almost always the case where it's pretty good, but it sounds hasty.
Yeah.
And it's more or less there, but I mean, you know, like Def Leppard did it, Kiss did it, a lot of bands do it. And it's like, okay, this is good, but this is not going to replace the original version for a lot of people.
No, it's not.
A lot of people are not going to go for this one.
It's not.
I mean, you'll put it in commercials or movies or whatever.
Yeah, everyone's clamoring for that.
But people can tell the difference.
Yeah, all those Kiss songs have been in so many movies and commercials after that. Beating down the doors of Kiss to get all those.
B&R commercial.
Yeah.
Did you answer the question, or?
I think so. Or am I supposed to talk about artists I've discovered? Because
if you have one, but if not,
well,
that's
okay. I mean, you gotta go to a band who gets covered a lot. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's gonna be Slade.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Covered a lot. I mean, like, you know, from so many people, especially in the 80s, were covering Slade. So many people, like American acts. So.
And then you were like, I'm going to check these guys out.
I want to hear the original. And then you. Yeah. And I'm a live album kind of guy. So once you stumble upon live versions of these songs that have been covered by Joan Jett, Quiet Riot, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you realize that, hey, there's something there. They didn't break in the United States, but. Yeah, I mean, it kind of happens all the time. I'm surprised all the time by songs I didn't know were covers.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the best covers are the ones where the band has taken a semi-obscure song from somebody else and made it their own. Mm-hmm. The one that pops into my mind is Rosalie by Thin Lizzy.
Okay, so I was thinking the exact same one for some reason.
Yeah, that's a Thin Lizzy song, but of course a cover of a Bob Seger song that he recorded and released, and then, you know, in pretty short order, like within a year, they put out their version, and it's just everybody associates it with Thin Lizzy.
It was that soon after, huh?
Pretty quickly, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, back
both
then,
early 70s.
That's what you did back then. If someone had a great song, everybody tried to pounce on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like now where, you know, Taylor Swift comes out with a song, nobody's going to cover it for 10 years at least or whatever.
Right.
And then in terms of like the awful covers, keep it timely here and on two fronts. One would be Sheryl Crow, who inexplicably has been voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She had some hits.
She's terrible, though. There's a lot of bands that have hits that don't belong in the fucking Hall of Fame. She's shit. She's terrible.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would, and I did. She's not worthy of being in the Hall of Fame.
What?
She's nothing. She's middle-of-the-road crap. But her covers of Sweet Child of Mine and The First Cut of the Deepest are fucking abominations. Terrible. And on the abomination front, Five Finger Death Punch, their covers of Bad Company and Blue on Black, the Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Oh wow,
song
that happened.
Absolute abominations, pure shit, both of them. And the Bad Company one is even worse because they parlayed it into this jingoistic, chest beating, yay military video, and it's just so pandering and lame.
Gotta see it at some point. Maybe 4th of July this year. Well,
I won't sit through it. You guys can do it.
It's that bad.
Oh, I won't sit through it.
Really?
It's terrible. On every front, you know. Like I said, the cover of the song is bad enough.
Yeah.
But then when you parlay it into that, it's just an absolute embarrassment. And people, their knucklehead fan base fucking loves it.
I've heard you mention this many times, but I don't think I ever asked you how that one landed on your radar. Did someone send you the video and you watched it?
I don't even remember it either, but I was just like, you know.
But you watched the video.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay.
I didn't need to watch the whole thing, but I was just like, who would have the balls to cover that song, and how do they think they can make it better? And they destroyed it. And they did it in the context of that subject matter. Absolute failure across the board. Terrible. And the Blue on Black covers. Horseshit. Complete crap. Terrible.
All right. Question 3. I'm roughly in the same age group as you guys, mid-40s. Take it easy there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm with them.
When you were a kid and you imagined the future of the 2020s, is this what you imagined? I grew up watching Back to the Future, The Terminator, etc., and I was hoping we'd get a Back to the Future 2 kind of world with hoverboards, flying cars, trips to Mars. Instead, we have a world of the same old crap and Nickelback. At least we're not being chased by Terminators, though. So what do you guys think? Is this what you...
You know, I'm not a Nickelback fan. I don't know much about them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that really, really good, really fun cover of Sharp Dressed Man that they do. There's like a live video out there.
Really fun?
Well, I thought so.
I haven't heard it.
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not a fan. I don't own any albums. I only like one song that any of those guys were connected to,
mm-hmm.
But I'm on the team where it's like Nickelback's done nothing to you.
Yeah, I don't know enough of their music.
I don't like most of it, but it's.
The look at this photograph song. I want to say it's bad, but it's there's reason to make fun of it if it's your vibe. They're putting themselves out there. And it's make funnable for sure, if it's not your thing.
But the future, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the hoverboards and the trips to Mars. Well, I mean, you've got fucking rich guys launching themselves into space. You've got this artificial intelligence, which is pretty advanced and kind of creepy. You've got, you know, everybody's got a computer in their pocket walking around. You know, a lot of that stuff, not so much Hollywood style, but, you know, it's kind of come true. There's some crazy stuff going on that you would have never imagined 40-some years ago. I never really gave much thought, but, you know, a lot of this stuff is coming to fruition. And, you know, who knows, 20, 30 years, there might be, like, recreational trips to the moon or orbiting, you know, some planetary object, interplanetary object, for those who can afford it.
Would you ever do that if you had the chance?
Space travel?
Go in space?
I think it would be pretty fucking awesome and surreal to go up into space and to look back down on the Earth. To actually be alive and do that would be absolutely mind-blowing. I would absolutely do it just to do that.
My thing is that it would be, with the way our attention spans are, it would be fun for about 5 minutes.
You'd be checking your Instagram.
This is amazing. Well, you'd be taking selfies for your Instagram, and then after a while, you'd be like, all right, let's see what Mr. Beast is up to. I don't know. I think technologically we've certainly advanced. I think culturally we have regressed.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if that should go hand in hand with visions of the future from back then.
Have we really, though, regressed as a culture? I feel like in some ways yes, in some ways no. It's probably equal. I don't know. Some things are better. Some things are worse.
Some things might be, but I think overall I think there's just mass confusion. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Culturally, like as a whole, just nobody's paying attention.
Everybody's outside smoking.
Everyone's outside smoking. Exactly.
Yeah. I have to agree with Nick. I don't really want to get into it too deeply, but no, I think the advancement of technology in dovetailing with the regression of culture makes total sense. I think it's the technology that's destroying anything
because
cultural.
It replaces the need for anything.
Well, that, and it's just, like you alluded to before, it's destroyed people's attention spans, for Christ's
sake. That's true, yeah.
I mean, if you don't think you can chalk that up to the TikToks and the Instagram Reels of the world, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah. You know, that's what I wrote my college thesis about, and I had to present it, and some professor from some other school, like a whole thing with an audience, he's like, I don't think so. I'm like, is that a question?
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Good, he deserved it.
Yeah, and he's like, I disagree with you. I'm like, okay,
what was
well,
your
I don't.
Stance?
Yeah.
What was your
that
stance?
What you guys just said, that it was... going to have a negative impact on interpersonal communication.
Do you have his number?
Yeah, I should. Told you.
Yeah.
Told you.
Well, the whole artificial intelligence thing, absolutely. It's like, you know, people, they're selling it as like, this is your chat companion. This is the person you talk to and confide in.
That's weird.
It is. It's fucking...
It's not just a glorified web browser.
No, not the way that it's being promoted to serve some people.
Oh gosh, yeah, the way I'm hearing about it, it just sounds like a glorified advanced web browser.
No,
or
I don't
a web think search engine.
Yeah,
whatever you mean. But.
Well, I don't know a ton about it, but a friend of ours I ran into, and he said he was using it where he would say, "Hey, write a script for this iPhone app." And it would write a script for an iPhone app. And then he would try it and be like, oh, no, this is wrong. And he said you just write, like, common English. And then it gives you, it's like, oh, okay, I'll fix it. And then it does it and gives you another script. And then he was showing me a game with him as a cartoon character running around that he made by talking to his AI thing.
I mean,
it's like, okay.
On one hand, it's incredible technology.
Yeah.
But not a good direction to head down.
Well... Yeah, you're probably right, but also we're there, so
that toothpaste is out of the tube.
But I don't have to have it.
You don't have to have it, but I'm just saying it's not like we can't have a huddle and go back.
Yeah, and like my son was showing me some kind of a video that he saw of it was like an AI generated thing of Vladimir Putin, and it was him like I don't know I think he was like doing practical jokes on somebody and. You know, like, you can kind of still tell it's not real, but it's pretty, I mean, it's...
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be...
The deepfake stuff.
You know, yeah, and with an election cycle coming up, who knows what they're going to put out. And these knuckleheads believe anything, as we saw 4 years ago. So.
Now is the time to tighten up your skepticism game.
Well,
that's true.
Right now. In order to have that game, you have to have more than 4 functioning brain cells. I'm not sure most of the populace has that. Scary.
All right. Well, we're right at 90 minutes. Perfect. Punch out. Gotta go. Hey, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Pod of Thunder. I know you loved it. I loved it. Good stuff.
Did you love it? I love it.
Everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. You love it. You love it. So, yeah. If you want to submit a Yordle questions, go to potofthunder.com. Click that little widget, make it happen, just like our new friend Michael did. Thank you, Michael. If you're a Patreon member, you can add some songs to the listener submission list of equal or lesser value than this week's song. And we will be back next week with more.
With my pick.
Wait, it's your pick? It's my pick.
No, it might not. It might not be either of our picks.
Whose pick is it going to
be? Well, more on that later.
Oh, it's going to be Chris's pick. I see what you're saying.
French fried potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes, loaded baked potato on the waffle fries on the rice.